It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
We've got Dr. David Wynn.
Hello.
With AR Cannabis Clinic.
How are you doing? How's everybody
doing?
Doing
great.
Out there?
Of course, that's the new law set up. Actually, they passed it in, 2016, I think.
Yeah, it's been
a while. It takes a long time to get this all together as far as the government's concerned, all the rules, regulations.
But right
now you're ready to go.
Medical cannabis in the state of Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. David's come in here to help.
Explain it.
Yeah, because there's a lot that needs to be known.
Oh, I know.
Right.
First off, I am a firm believer that medical cannabis is exactly that. It's medicinal and has, Doc, you tell us some
of that. Sure. So medical cannabis has been something that people have been using for a long time. Now, it wasn't always legal, but now it is in the state of Arkansas since 2016. But people have had medicinal value from it for even thousands of years. If you go back and look and, read the history books, do some studying, Google searches, you can see that it's been used for thousands of years. And only recently, in relatively recent history, has it been outlawed since in the 1920s. But now it's making a comeback.
But it works. And it works on such a wide range, mainly like pain management, I think. What are some of the most common?
The most common uses of medical cannabis is for physical pain. Now, PTSD is a qualifying diagnosis in Arkansas, so you got the mental pain aspect of it. But in general, arthritis, muscle cramps and spasms, people with neck pain, back pain, just hurting all over. Anybody who's taking opiates or narcotics could benefit from medical cannabis.
Opiates and narcotics, to help get off
to replace hydrocodone and things like that?
Ideally, medical cannabis could be used to replace it altogether.
Right.
But anybody who's currently taking pain medications such as hydrocodone, oxycodone, morphine, OxyContin, people who are already taking that, they are prime candidates to evaluate and see if medical cannabis would help them.
And it would be a matter of, some it may, some it may not. But yeah, it's definitely worth a try. Now, here's a big rule with cannabis, medical cannabis in Arkansas. You have to have an Arkansas state-issued ID.
Correct.
Meaning you must be an Arkansas resident.
Absolutely.
So all of you Texarkana, Texas folk been sitting around thinking it's coming.
You have to be in Arkansas.
Yeah, it's
for
Arkansas.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. To participate in the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Law of 2016, you have to be an Arkansas resident. So it's only applying if you're living here in Arkansas and a resident.
Okay. And something else on this, though. We were talking earlier on our Facebook Live about the qualifying conditions. People can go to the website. And it's
correct.
arcannabisclinic.com.
Yes. www.arcannabisclinic.com. If you get close to the spelling, you're probably going to find us because we're optimized pretty well. We'll be in the first few results. But yes, there's a pre-qualification form that you can fill out. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You just put in some basic information. You can pull a drop-down list of the 18 qualifying diagnoses that the state of Arkansas is allowing patients to have in order to get a medical marijuana card.
You were telling us on the Facebook live part of it that you don't do the diagnosis. You get, if they come with the doctor's diagnosis and their medical history,
their primary care physician,
You approve it if it meets the qualifications, right?
Right. So the state of Arkansas requires a certifying physician. So what I do is I look at your medical records, I interview you as a patient, and I see, do you have one of the 18 qualifying diagnoses? You have to have, legitimate proof. You can't come in and say, oh, I had,
finger hurts.
Yeah, my finger hurts, or I stubbed my toe last week. Can I get a marijuana card? That's not going to fly.
Right.
It has to be one of the 18 qualifying diagnoses.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a joke.
It's for people that really, really need it to alleviate pain that they have to live with every day of their life.
Now, but people can, you're rolling now. So, you're in business now over there on Jefferson.
Yes.
AR Cannabis Clinic.
Yes.
What is the address?
4415 Jefferson Avenue,
And the phone number?
It is 888-454-2111, and that is a toll-free statewide number.
Okay, so toll-free statewide. Get with Dr. Wynn on this and arcannabisclinic.com. Find out if you're pre-qualified. Dr. David Wynn is in here. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
And that's what I was saying, you know, earlier. We've got guests that come by and bring samples.
Well, that would have not been right because you don't have a qualifying condition. Well, you may have a qualifying condition, but you're in Texas.
But I'm a Texas resident.
And that's one thing about that, Dr. David. You said that, okay, if you are an Arkansan who is able to get the cannabis, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to bring it across state lines, right?
Well, so the law says that if you're an Arkansas resident and you buy your medicine, for example, you buy your cannabis at the dispensary, you cannot leave the state with it, and you cannot buy it from out of state and bring that into the state. You have to buy Arkansas-sourced cannabis
and
if you're
keep
an
Arkansas. It there.
Yes.
Keep it there. Okay.
So it all has to stay within the state of Arkansas. Arkansas, all of it, from beginning to end.
Correct.
Run down those basics again. Your primary care physician has to say, hey, this could quite possibly benefit you. You've probably got to ask your own physician.
Your physician has diagnosed you presumably for arthritis, PTSD, muscle cramps or spasms, you know, peripheral neuropathy, or one of the other 18 qualifying diagnoses. And then the patient can then come to our clinic where we certify them mm-hmm. to comply with state law. And then that certification letter, they send that to the state to apply for a card, and then they get a card in the mail.
Mm-hmm. So they have to have one of the 18
qualifying diagnoses
and an Arkansas state issued ID. You've
Correct.
Got to be a resident of Arkansas.
Yes.
And then from there, they would just take their card to a dispensary and they just kind of shop the dispensary or?
Basically, once they get to the dispensary, they can basically buy whatever they want up to the legal limit. Mm-hmm. So the legal limit is 2.5 ounces every 14 days, and that is kept track of on a dispensary level statewide. So you can't, you know, hit up one dispensary and buy a lot and then go to another dispensary and buy a lot.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's it can be quite costly, however, but as long as you have a card, it gives you access to a dispensary, any of the ones that are open and licensed, and you can
and
buy.
And there'll be two here in Texarkana.
Exactly. So Texarkana and this, you know, Southwest Arkansas serve very well with two dispensaries here in town.
Anybody that might have missed the details on the education you really need moving forward with medicinal cannabis, be sure to share the podcast at mypigradio.com. And are we smarter than a fifth grader? We'll find out in a minute. Come, we've got the educational part out of the way. All right. Are we smarter than a fifth grade? First off, our guest this morning, Dr. David Wynn, AR Cannabis Clinic.
Yes, sir.
4415
Jefferson Avenue.
Jefferson Texarkana. Avenue for Texarkana, Arkansas.
Arkansas resident.
Arkansas resident.
Yes. Are we smarter than a fifth grader? Okay. These questions, gentlemen, this is, y'all don't look over here. Doctor, I got old eyes.
I'm not going to look.
So, Doc, that's why the font's so big, but don't look at the answers.
All right.
Probably already seen them.
Nah.
He don't have no glaucoma.
Well, he doesn't have that.
All right, so comes from standard fifth grade curriculum. Number one, in what year did Thanksgiving become a national holiday?
Ooh.
A, 1778, B, 1810, or C, 1863.
Wow. That is actually quite difficult.
That is quite difficult.
Ooh, I don't think it was as early as 1700s.
You're probably right. The question is.
So if we knock out 1700s, that would leave 1810 or 1863.
Well, let's see. 1863 was in the middle of the Civil War. Would you have done that then?
I'm thinking it would probably be done more during peacetime. So I'm going to say 1810.
I'm going with the doc.
Both of you are wrong.
Oh.
It's 1863.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln gave us Thanksgiving.
Okay.
All right. According to history, the very first Thanksgiving feast between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Native Americans, included waterfowl, venison, berries, pumpkin, squash, and which of the following? A, lobster, B, turkey, or C, potatoes?
I think this might be a trick question.
It is a trick question. There's no doubt about it. It's either the lobsters or the potatoes. It's not going to be the turkey.
You're going to have to choose one. So again, besides all that other stuff, they also served A, lobster, B, turkey, or C, potatoes.
I'm going to go way out and say lobster.
I don't think it'd be lobster. I don't think. Something tells me that it's not lobster. Okay, so I'll go with potatoes.
Okay. Must have been lobster.
It's lobster.
It's lobster.
They had lobster and oysters.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
At the first Thanksgiving.
Okay. The only reason I said that is because it was close to where they get lobsters up there in New England.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. About how many people, crew and passengers, did the Mayflower bring to America in 1620?
These are all hard.
They are.
These are fifth grade questions.
Fifth grade after they've studied it really, really good.
I'm positive.
Okay.
About how many people, crew, and passengers did the Mayflower bring to America in 1620? A, 250, B, 135, or C, 320?
Mm. I'm going to say the middle one, the 200 and...
The middle one was 135.
135. I thought there was one that was...
I'm going with the 135.
All right, 135. I'll go with 135.
Good job. Yeah, right. The middle one is correct.
We're going to keep you on the third grade at least today.
So. Okay.
These are hard.
They are hard.
All right. Who was the first U.S. president to give a turkey a presidential pardon?
Oh, good grief.
A, Franklin D. Roosevelt, B, Richard Nixon, or C, Ronald Reagan?
Okay. That has to be the
probably
one way back.
FDR.
Roosevelt.
FDR.
It's Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan?
What?
Are you kidding?
Wow.
No, and that, it was Ronald Reagan.
I guess
Reagan.
The other presidents were just hungry.
I guess so.
In what year was the very first Thanksgiving held? A, 1621, B, 1776, or C, 1692? Oh, dear Lord, gentlemen, you can just look.
I'll go with 1621.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Well, we did okay.
Yeah, you did great.
We could have done better, but my goodness.
You did great. Right. Some Thanksgiving.
That was tough.
Are we smarter than a fifth grader? Dr. David Wynn, thank you for coming in and being a part of the show with us this morning and educating the public. There's great benefit to medicinal cannabis. Talk to your doctor, your primary care physician, and go to arcannabisclinic.com. Pre-qualify.
Yes, and if you think you qualify, there's no obligation, there's no money down, there's no deposit. Come in and see us. I'll talk to you. If you don't qualify, you don't pay, and that's the great thing about us.
And there just may be a better alternative than the addictive opiates and narcotics that are out
maybe
there.
Do we have time for a question?
20 seconds.
Does insurance cover?
No, insurance does not because it's still federally illegal.
Okay.
So no insurance coming.
And that's up at the website.
Okay. That was a good
cannabis.
Question.
Yeah, it is. arcannabisclinic.com. Thanks, Dr. David.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.